Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
The PGA Championship heads to Philadelphia's Arana Mink Golf Club for the first time since 1962.
The emotion-packed drama was never greater as player studies the contour of the green.
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Dirt and Sprague with Andy Dirt Johnson.
Gary Player becomes the first resident of a foreign country ever to win the PGA. For doing it, he receives the Rodman Wanamaker Trophy.
And Brandon Sprague.
And the biggest PGA check ever, $13,000.
PGA Championship Week on The Fan is brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club. There's no better course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 FM and 1080 AM. The Fan.
Hey, welcome back in. Let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague, your Portland sports leader. 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody.
Eat your own butt.
I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Don't do that. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Game 5 back in San Antonio tonight. Does Wemby freak out and throw an elbow at somebody again?
Can we give the winner of this series a legit shot?
Well, I think the Spurs you do, just based on what they did in the regular season. They were a
Oh, we're doing regular season stuff?
Well, they're a nightmare matchup for them.
Are they?
What's the difference between a shot and a legitimate shot? What's the classification there? Because you have to give them a shot.
A legitimate shot would be 50-50.
Yeah, I won't say 50-50, but I'll give them a shot.
Is like 35 or less percent.
Did Minnesota play OKC right in the conference finals last year?
Yeah.
Because they back-to-back? I don't remember that series. How long did it go?
I think you not remembering the series
tells me all I need to know. I remember Denver taking them to 7 in the second round. I obviously remember the NBA Finals. I don't remember much from the conference finals last year.
I think it was over in 5.
So it was over pretty quick.
Yeah, 5.
Okay, five games.
Series. And they won 124-94. So that was the final game. They beat them 128-126 in game 4.
So that was the close one. If I remember correctly, didn't Minnesota smoke them in a game? Like, didn't they have a game where they just couldn't miss and won by a very lopsided margin?
Only 121-110.
Oh, okay. So that wasn't as big as I thought.
No, wait. This is, dude, Google is
not helping you out here.
All kinds of broken. Thunder won 114-88 in the first game.
Oh, so they just, yeah.
Then they won the second game. Minnesota, yeah, you're right. They won 143-101 in game 3.
Okay, I remember there being a game where it was like, and then,
Game 4 was the only real good game of that series, 128-126.
Okay. So at least was close. You're possession away from tying it 2-2.
Close-ish.
Shot, you got to say shot. Yeah. A legit shot, no. But shot, yeah, I'll grant you that. Especially San Antonio, just because of the freaky nature of Wembanyama. We got a lot to get to. Final hour of the show. We will talk about that. Get you set for your night in sports. Let's start, though, the final hour, as we always do on a Tuesday, with the mail sack.
You ask, Dirt and Sprague answer.
Yeah.
This is the Mail Sack.
Mail Sack time.
Mail Sack.
Brought to you by Sparta TRT.
This is Sparta!
Committed to safe, simple, straightforward testosterone replacement and male performance therapy. Go to SpartaTRT.com for more.
Sack.
That's right, folks. It is Mail Sack time, brought to you as always by Sparta TRT. Whether you're hitting the gym, just trying to survive the workday, don't just watch from the sidelines. Reclaim your edge, win at the second half of life. SpartaTRT.com.
Let's go!
How's our tea feeling going into the segment? We're feeling good? Everybody
T's
feel good about their
good,
tea?
Man.
T's feeling good over there?
Hi, T. I put a list together of teams, by the way, on the question you asked earlier.
Oh, okay. I will. We'll get to that one right out of the gate, because that was a homework assignment Mail Sack question, which doesn't happen very often, but sometimes you throw stuff off the cuff and it's hard to come up with an answer off the top of your head, so I thought that was a good point from the listeners. So we'll start there with the Mail Sack. Happy Mail Sack Tuesday, everybody. We are constantly, Mail Sack, talking about franchises that are run horribly on this show. So I'm curious, in the big four sports, which teams do you think have the best run front office, upper management, owners, around the big four?
So this is going to be a little bit of a lengthy list, because I don't think this is three teams.
No.
I also got to admit, I'm very unaware of the hockey here, so I wrote the Avalanche, and then I didn't know what else to write.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I put Panthers because they won back-to-back. And
yeah, they didn't make the playoffs this year,
year,
but they've been a good, really good team, really good organization.
Seahawks, this is no particular order. Seahawks.
Okay.
Rams.
Yeah.
Chiefs.
Yeah.
Ravens.
Yeah.
Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles.
Yeah.
Patriots. Spurs. Yankees.
The Spurs getting thrown in there threw me off for a second, then we went back to the NFL. But you're not wrong.
Dodgers.
Okay. Yeah.
Braves. Not biased at all.
I mean, I'll allow it.
Warriors. I don't know if they trust the front office this version without Bob Myers. But
yeah, the last handful of years haven't been. When was their title against Boston? What year was that?
22.
22.
4 seasons ago.
So it's not that long ago.
When was ours?
Yeah. Well, we're not in this category. Yeah, I'll still allow the Warriors.
49ers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, because this isn't just titles to me. This is like when I think of organizations.
Consistently giving
winning.
Yourselves Broncos? Opportunities.
Broncos, pretty good.
Yeah.
Bills?
The funny thing about the Bills is how much credit do we give Josh Allen for
that?
Well,
a lot of this is player Thunder.
The Thunder.
But if SGA is in the MVP and...
They don't even need him. They could win a title without him.
Wow. Got to prove that in the Lakers series. Yeah. So a lot of this, it's tough, and I'm probably omitting teams.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, what teams would you throw in that I didn't name?
I would actually throw the Tampa Bay Rays in. More about their management consistently with the limitations that ownership,
the financial limitations,
the financial
provides.
I'm fine with that. They are consistently a factor in
every 3 years. They pop
a division that
should be impossible.
Spends tons of money around them.
I'll add the Rays to that. That's
I'm trying
good.
To think around. Yeah, outside in the other big three, I can't really think of any that you didn't name there.
You guys would have.
Did
to
you
do the
say
hockey,
the Celtics?
But...
Did I miss the
That's
Celtics?
Celtics yeah, are a good Celtics. One. Celtics have to be in there. If I were to go hockey on you.
The one in hockey that is newer is what the Vegas Golden Knights did from their
Vegas
inaugural season and consist. That's so hard.
Yes.
VGK.
This might sound funny to some, but when you look at the consistency and the number of playoff appearances in a row and being competitive, how is Carolina not in this?
Yeah.
Oh, the Hurricanes?
Hurricanes have been in the postseason 8 consecutive years. They have swept their way to the conference finals. They've drafted incredibly well.
I'm going to put Carol instead of Carolina because the L-I-N-A costs too much, so we're just gonna
are
trail
we out
off
of characters?
Yeah, we ran out of characters. There's a little spending limit.
I mean, is
this.
There anybody else in the NHL that jumps out to you, Swag? Because we've had moments, and like the Bruins have been good for a long time.
What about the Brewers?
The Brewers, I think you can. I'm okay putting the Brewers in there.
I'm trying to think of like who's always kind of like another one for me. Packers.
Packers are a good one. Yeah.
I mean, it helps to be seamless in transitioning from one franchise guy to the next, but.
Right.
Part of that is about internal scouting, development, guys in front offices, coaching staffs that you can trust.
I got no issue with that. I feel like that's a pretty good list of teams we got going on right there.
I mean, you could probably add even more to
Who
that.
Is the best run? Is it the Dodgers?
Best
like number
run?
Number one in all of sports.
It's not the Dodgers.
Oh, who is it?
They get to spend the most money. I mean,
they do.
Blank check. Here you go. We live in L.A.
So then who's number one?
That's a good question, Andrew. Good question.
If you were immediate to poo-poo the Dodgers.
No, I
see the point.
I
they have a lot of
the
money
Yankees.
To spend.
It's like, we have the most money. We'll spend. Oh, we're always good. We're shocked.
I mean, the other part of it, though, that I endless, let's go ahead and retract this from the record
this
after I say it.
This would be a history thing, right? It's just right now, if you were
just
to say
right
who's
now, who is
the
best run organization in all of sports right now. But the thing I will acknowledge about the Dodgers is like the money helps, obviously, and them cheating with money off the books helps too. Cheating
but they
bastards. But they
haven't had as many mistakes and whiffs as
no,
Nets,
dude.
Yankees.
The Giants have spent a lot of money, and all their guys they've spent money on blow. They also have had the ability to draft and develop guys to a point where they can then flip them for a bona fide. Like, not all of their guys. Mookie Betts was not a free agent signing.
No, but
it was a trade and an extension.
They had
and you
a ton
had
of young talent
prospects
to pull it off. That people want.
My instincts, I initially was going to say Eagles. And then I have backtracked it, and I'm going to say it, and I'm not trying to be prisoner of the moment, but we're talking right now
right
in the
now.
Moment.
Right now.
I don't know how we don't choose the Thunder.
I don't either.
It's very hard not
they
to.
They lost Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook.
They reinvented whole team that went to a finals.
They've been reinvented 3 times in the last 15 years, and they've been good in every phase of it.
And now, like, sans an injury, they're poised to run off here. Yeah. And
they found a coach that was not a household name in any way, shape, or form.
But he can't do that, $35 million.
It's cheap. You can't do that. It's cheap. Yeah. You can't do that.
No, you can't.
It doesn't work.
G League coach?
You got to spend $18 million on Tom Thibodeau.
I wish a mother would. I dare you to hire a G League coach in this city. We'll burn it down.
Over my dead body.
Better watch out.
Yeah, it has to be OKC. Right
I think
now.
It's OKC.
Yeah.
Of all the teams in sports, and there's some damn good ones.
Yeah.
But I think it has to be them, man.
Well, let us know if we miss any teams. We might have missed a team in there. So if we did, I'm sure people will chat. Hey, what about my team? Yeah, mail sack. Would you rather be stuck on the poop cruise or the hentavirus cruise ship?
Yeah.
The poop cruise?
The one that's not going to.
You don't remember the poop cruise?
No.
It was a massive.
The poop cruise, their toilet stopped working and everything backfilled, there was raw sewage all over the place.
Look,
and they were stuck there.
That's a pretty awful scenario. You can get sick from that situation.
Yeah, you can.
But if you're telling me I catch something that has a 40% chance of killing me, I'm going to go with the one that doesn't.
Are we still only at, did three people die? Is that what we're left at? I know the cases are spreading.
Well,
but we got three deaths or we got more than that?
Yeah. It's three so far confirmed, and I think it's up to 18 Americans.
Okay.
Can we just be honest in the trust tree here? Unfortunately, the internet world and the way people's brains work, they have broken my awareness of what's really transpiring with this.
Yeah, it's hard. You can't get your news on social media.
And I also, some people in certain jobs aren't very trustworthy to me, so I don't know if I should believe anything.
No.
What am I to believe now?
I'm not doing it again, man. He ain't locking me down again. I can't go back to Tiger King days.
Essential.
I can't do it again.
Am I essential?
Yeah.
I don't feel essential in my own house.
I'm essential. Let me out.
I'm essential to cook dinner. Other than that, get out of here, Dad.
Mail sack question. Yeah, take the poop cruise because you can. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's gross and nobody wants to be on the poop cruise, but yeah.
You can have an open window, stick your head out and hope you smell some.
I also
ocean
believe,
air.
Now maybe I'm wrong on this, I feel like the hentavirus folks were stuck longer than the poop cruise people.
You're probably right.
Because I think the poop cruise was like a week or two.
I think they had to navigate quarantines. And
yeah. Well, and they're still not out of it. You got off the ship. No, a lot of people are now in the quarantine.
They're still quarantined. Yeah.
How about we, and by the way, I also read that I think the first person who got it or one of the guys who started this whole thing was some weird bird watching guy who went into like caves, which is exactly
how
they tell
you. The whole thing is a bird watching
tour. That's how this whole thing can happen. Okay. Like, dude, bird watchers.
Well, hold on. I want to be a bird watcher.
Get a better hobby.
I ain't going into a cave.
Go ride a motorcycle, okay?
No,
go play golf. Do something else, okay?
Well, if you birdwatch,
you can birdwatch safely
out in public in a public park, and you don't need to go into a cave.
Wow, that one has red feathers. Wow, that's so cool.
Are you poo-pooing birdwatching?
Wow,
I am. That's
Wow.
Go look at a cool animal. Mail sack, how do you guys make tacos for your family? Dirt seems like the ultimate white taco guy. Store-bought crunchy shell.
You buy the Costco packs that
ground
have it all pre-made.
And pack. I do have bought those. They're delightful.
They're not actually a bad pack.
I'm a little offended by this. Now, I will acknowledge I will do occasional regular white guy tacos. I'm not a crunchy guy, though. I'm a soft tortilla guy. I don't like crunchy tacos.
Yeah, I do the soft tacos.
I do the soft tacos. But I will occasionally do the pack of the taco season. But I also will do steak tacos. Tacos? Yeah. I don't ever make fish tacos.
What about the wet ones?
I'll do what's a wet taco.
With the sauce?
You like sauce on the taco?
You know, like wet burritos, they got wet tacos. You ever make those?
No. Well, like beef barbacoa or something?
I didn't know that
was
a thing.
Putting sauce on.
No, you.
I hate wet burritos. I know that.
You do?
Yes. Oh, now I need a fork and a knife.
Yeah.
I want to eat it with my hands.
Oh. Yeah, I love a good wet burrito.
No, two hands and I'll swallow
wet
it.
Wet tacos and burritos, I'm all in.
Mm.
If I'm going to do a wet burrito, I might as well eat enchiladas at that point.
Amen. That's exactly how I feel.
It's a little different.
If I need a fork and a knife, I'm,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. The wet taco threw me off there for a moment.
I'm sorry.
I've never had a wet taco. But I'll do barbecue chicken tacos where you cut up the chicken thigh pieces or whatever and put them in.
Barbecue chicken.
I love a good barbecue chicken taco,
But not with sauce.
Barbecuing
the chicken.
You barbecue the chicken.
Okay.
And then
season it, shred it up,
and then put it in the taco.
Okay. Well, so. I can't blame anybody for chiming in that you probably do it the most white.
I mean, I probably do. I microwave my rice. So I don't.
I'm
not
going
to hide from
thing,
the allegations.
Yeah, the
I get it. You know.
Yeah.
But I also will spice it up my life occasionally.
You eat rice the way they eat rice in Mississippi. To tie it back to an earlier segment.
Is that how they eat it at Oxford?
Why do you think there was so much anger about packaging in the name of companies?
3 minutes. Throw it in the microwave.
Microwave
rice is good. I would die on that hill.
I mean, you got to have corn tortillas, first of all.
I'm okay with corn. You don't have to have corn.
No, you have to do corn.
Flour's fine.
Street tacos, going corn tortillas here.
I mean, if I'm doing street tacos, then yeah, I'll do a street corn tacos. Tortilla, but that's...
The only thing, most of the...
If I'm going to be honest, 90...
Big-ass soft taco?
95% of the time I make tacos, it ends up becoming a burrito. I'm a burrito boy. I end up wrapping it, and then you eat it.
I was say, if you're doing a big soft taco, you're basically doing an open burrito.
So I'm more of a burrito guy.
So you don't... Okay, so when you dice up... So I do like a carne asada or something.
Sure.
Yeah.
You dice it up.
Yeah.
You season it. You then chop the cilantro and the white onion. Like, you literally, I make street tacos.
Yeah, I'll do those from time to time.
Yeah.
And I'll then do, you have to have the street corn. Yeah, then I'm with you.
I'll do shrimp tacos with cabbage and crema and cilantro and
cabbage. I like it, but I'm too lazy to do the cabbage.
No.
You always buy the cabbage.
Because you got to chop it really thin.
That's one thing I never do for tacos.
Yeah. Actually, I get Trader Joe's will have
the
angel hair shredded.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's nice. There is that, but
you're gonna do,
I don't know if I want to buy it.
Mm. Oh,
I'll buy it. I won't do it myself, but I'll buy it.
Just sprinkle
it on top.
Cilantro, onion, the meat. The
tough
hot
part
sauce,
about taco topping sometimes though is that you get too much, and then it's just like I'm only using a little bit on my taco topping, and then you have a bag of like the cabbage in your. What else are you using cabbage for?
You could put it on like a sandwich.
I'm not doing
a chicken sandwich.
Like a little slaw.
Yeah.
Quick slaw.
Okay.
I'm not going to do that.
Then why do you buy it? You should never buy it.
That's the whole point. I know I shouldn't. And then it sits in the fridge and then I throw it away 2 weeks later. I'm like, why the hell did I buy that for tacos?
You could add like a, make it a nice little like Asian side salad that you put in like a chicken bowl with rice.
Okay.
Yeah. Delicious.
Right. Ooh.
There you go.
So there, is that out? Do we do any other kind of tacos or are we moving on?
Sometimes if I'm really feeling it, I'll make my own beef barbacoa. Mm. That takes a while.
Yeah.
Do it on the Traeger.
It's a process.
That's a process. So we'll do that.
I have a problem of, my kids never like the same things of one meal. So like macaroni and cheese, let's say it's a lazier day.
Yeah.
Dad's going to do boxed mac and cheese. Well, one kid loves Kraft. The other kid loves Shell Velveeta.
Oh, Velveeta. Okay.
We want to do tacos. Well, we're doing street tacos,
yeah.
But one kid wants crunchy tacos.
Mm.
I'm stuck in this hellscape.
Make one happy and the other one upset.
It's never just one meal. It's like one meal but two versions.
Yes, you always have to do a side version.
And, like I'm going to go home today and guess what's going to be a disaster? My kitchen. Guess who gets to spend at least the first 30 minutes of him being home? Me, cleaning the kitchen.
Yep.
And it's just an utter wreck every day of my life. Every day.
Things are going great. Mail sack, what is your guys' LSU? They come calling and you sacrifice every relationship at the fan to go take the job. I don't think that's not a fair comp. That's a tough part.
I don't have that in market.
The only thing that would get me to like run fast is if you ever got an opportunity to do the like YouTube golf space and make good money doing it. Like, if you told me that I could, my job was to travel around, film myself playing golf with famous people.
And just be you.
And just be, and you're making money hand over fist doing it. Yeah. I would, you could not, could not run out of this room fast enough.
Let me ask you a legitimate question.
But in terms of like another market or another radio, like, I'm not leaving my family.
Well, I'd want to move to a different market. I love sports.
Yeah.
And the sad thing about this market is I have to yell with people about how good or bad Young Hansen is. And I wish I lived in a market of people that actually held the team accountable and we had other sports to talk about outside of, I love college football too.
Sure.
But pro sports wise, it's kind of just a one track town. Now, if Bob does sports.
Yeah, good comp.
Approached you.
Say, hey, Dirt.
And said, hey, Dirt, I'm losing a guy. I've seen your stuff. I think you could be good on our show.
Cole Kutz is gone. We need a new character.
You're in the back, but you're in there.
Yeah.
We're going to give you a one-year contract. And if it's good, we'll talk further about, multi-years.
How much am I making for a year?
It's a one-year deal.
How much am I making?
You make 35% more than you make at the fan.
I would do it. I'd have to roll the dice.
Really?
I would have to roll the dice. I would regret not doing it for the rest of my life.
What do you do
if I didn't do it? And then it's this, and then you look up you're like, I would have to at least roll the dice once. And if it doesn't work, then all right, we'll figure something else out.
Mm.
Pivot from there. But I like having the ability to get paid to play
email
golf
the brand,
on YouTube. Like
the brand man a year later. So is that job still? Is anybody filled that seat?
Is anybody any spots?
Sprague, did we have a good role there, buddy?
You need any weekend troubles? I'll come to Saturdays if I need to. Earn my keep back. I would have to roll the dice on that.
Okay.
It'd be so hard to say no, man. Yeah. Playing golf, getting paid to play golf.
Yeah, but
and
you're
film
in the background.
Yourself playing golf?
You're not. You're featured, and your one line better be good.
I got good one-liners.
People are like, I don't like this guy that they added to the show.
Michael Block's a bitch.
What? That's all you got? That's all you're going with?
Michael Block is about to tee off.
Dude,
why
Block is behind
that?
Us, man. What's your problem
playing with Michael Block today?
Damn it. Hey, Sprague, I think I screwed up.
Wait a minute. You don't like, you don't make your own rice? You just buy the instant? What are we, animals?
This guy's over here making white guy tacos, dude. More Sparta TRT mail sack next, 105.1 FM The Fam.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
I turn my mic back on. We'll get to the night in sports. Game 5 back in San Antonio. Coming up, close out the show. Take a peek at what's going on in the world of sports elsewhere around there. But we are still in the midst of a...
mail sack.
Mail sack. That would be a Sparta TRT. Mail sack to you. SpartaTRT.com. Let's see what else we got here in the old sackaroonie. Let me scroll for a
second. Time to net up or shut up.
Yes, it is, Dan. Yes, it is. Mail sack question. How do you respond to a meme or video someone sends you that they think is funny, but you don't? Do you just LOL it, laughing emoji, or do you tell them that you don't find it funny?
What's my relationship to them?
That's
really
an important
good,
part of it.
Okay, mediocre.
I would say okay, not really good, because then you're more open to being honest, but good relationship. I think I just hit it with a ha-ha. Just give it a ha-ha.
Ha-ha.
Ha-ha's the easy way out of everything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, really how often are you responding to a really funny meme, like, in real time anyway?
A lot of people send me memes and I don't even ever look at them. I feel bad for that.
I hardly ever respond to them.
I get a lot of, like, I turned off my notifications for all social media, which has helped me stay off of social media. Because if you get, like, the pinge of, like, ooh, so-and-so commented or whatever, sent you a DM or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I don't see it. So I don't often, I don't ever check my DMs. I apologize to listeners who send them. Because it's never, like, a thought of, ooh, I got a DM, I got to go look at it. And then I'll look in my DMs and there'll be a guy, like, 3 weeks ago who sent me a meme. I'm like, well, at this point, I can't respond. But I chuckled 3 weeks later. So thank you for sending it.
I had a listener once, he's like, I messaged him 2 years ago. He didn't respond. And I go, well, that's him.
That's how I roll, baby.
I text him sometimes and he doesn't respond. I think you hit him with the ha-ha.
Yeah, get him a ha-ha.
But like also ha-ha's when easy. I am laughing, what is my reaction anyway? It's largely LOL.
It's still just a ha-ha.
It kind of is.
Aha, man. Yeah. Mail sack, currently Cal Raleigh is on a 36 at-bat hitless streak with 7 home runs on the season. Is the big slumper off of the sauce?
There's going to be an uncomfortable conversation in Seattle-based media involving
one guy that talks like that.
If Cal Raleigh hits sub 200 and has like 29 home runs.
What was his final average last year?
I mean, his average
was like
great.
246
was it
or 246?
Something. But if he hits like 206 and he has 31 home runs.
157 is really bad.
It's terrible.
The Giants just traded away a catcher because he was hitting a buck 40. He had 247 last year.
Yeah.
The year before that was 220,
back
and
in
then
my
232, and then 211.
247.
211 is his previous. I mean, unless you count his rookie year, which I'll go no counts. He's there.
This last year, dude.
Full season, 211 was his low watermark. To hit below
homers?
200 is just, yeah.
I'm not saying he did, but like also, how are we not saying there's something odd about that?
Yeah, that's not great.
How do you get hot for 60 homers and then just be like, yeah, I had 36 the next year. I had 30.
Yeah, he's still a really good defensive catcher. And you're certainly like, he's played 39 games, right? So there's a long ways to go. You look up at the end of the year and he's hitting 235 with 40 home runs and you're like, whatever, dude, that's a hell of a year.
That's a good year.
Like, because there's a certain number of home runs that you could hit that will overlook the average. Yeah. He's never going to be a high average hitter.
No, like that's, he strikes out too much.
How many homers does he need, though, for us to not...
Mid-30s.
Really?
I think if he's hitting 30 to 35, if you're talking like below 200 to overlook it, if you don't hit more than 35 home runs and you're hitting a buck 79...
So he hits 32 homers,
then you're a net negative.
Saying anything? Because that's almost
Well,
double.
What's the average at that point if you hit 32?
Call it 214.
Yeah, that's not ideal. Can I get you to 225?
I mean, 247's not good. Why are we doing this? Why are we pretending
well,
that the averages
modern,
are...
Well, for modern, I agree with you, largely. You know? The modern baseball angle would be, well, 247's not the worst in the world. There's, like, being on the interstate 40 games into the season is disastrous, man. That's disastrous.
I agree with you.
The whole Sossing thing, if that's the outlier and we look back years from now, and it went from, what did he hit, 60 last year?
Yeah.
60 on the dot. And it goes to 31 this year, 28, 20, like you look over the next 5 years,
an average of
nothing
that.
Else over like, 40, yeah. That will be the ultimate outlier season of his
Brett,
career.
Brett Boone, Brady yes. Anderson year.
I got like, another one for you. Javi Lopez.
Javi Lopez is a great ball.
Another catcher that was like, oh, he got us 20 homers this year. 48? What the hell, an MVP?
Mail sack question. I maintain that a great hammock nap on a sunny day is the best nap there is. What is your best nap setup?
So... as a guy who naps every day, some power naps, I will say my front yard is garnered some attention here. We got rid of grass because it was too patchy, and I became too impatient watching the seed not grow and fill it out. Plus, I didn't want to mow.
Yeah.
So we ripped out our whole front. We have a path. We've got rock. We've got bark and mulch on one side. So it's like a delightful little breakup of three versions of a yard. In the rock is a hammock. And I laid in it this weekend for 10 minutes. In the sun, and I was like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
So I
swaying, a slow sway back and forth.
Dude, my one leg was out, swayed myself a little bit, nice and easy, little breeze. I was shaded, but I had this warmth of the sun.
We have a setup for a hammock in the backyard. I haven't put
one
up
though.
It's nice. Yeah.
It's a really nice setup.
I still think I would take, like, being outside is great, delightful. Now, how's the shade there? Am I going to get toasty if I, like, do I get burned if I fall asleep for too long?
No, you have to set your hammock up in a shade where you can still get a breeze with some of the warmth of the sun.
I think other than that, I would say, I mean, a good golf nap is just perfect. Like a Saturday afternoon, 1:30. They're on the 12th hole. You're laying on the couch.
The Masters 8th hole nap is just so perfect. Wake up. It's the 14th hole. Oh. Man, this is awesome.
What did I miss here, man? This is glorious. A golf nap is hard to top. Swag, what's your best nap?
Yeah, I think the golf nap.
Golf nap? Yeah. It just naturally does it. It naturally put the sounds, the quiet talking.
Exactly.
Standing over a putt. It does it to you.
I'm going to give you one that's really specific. The kids have distracted themselves, and the house has no chores needing to be done nap.
What's that feel like?
I'm there, but my house is a disaster right now.
Yeah.
But if your house is like dialed and your kids are entertaining
kids
themselves.
Kids are just running around playing, doing whatever.
Dude, it's hard. And you have no obligations whatsoever. Nowhere to be, nothing to do. Your wife is entertaining herself.
No
like
practice
that is...
to go to, no games going
the
on.
The other one that's good is the post-family get-together. Like if you have like a daytime. Yeah. You know,
Thanksgiving
a
is this
brunch,
way. End of Thanksgiving Day,
or
whatever.
Something like that, and all of a sudden everybody leaves, and you have the house to yourself.
Yeah,
the best was when my grandma was alive. We used to go to her house for Thanksgiving. The best was she would do the Thanksgiving nap while we were still there, and then like random farts would be happening.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about, Grandma.
And like one of them would eventually wake her up, and she would like look at everybody.
What's wrong?
Why'd you do that?
Why's everybody looking at
me? What's happening right now? I thought you were going to say the post-sex nap. That's always pretty good.
Ooh, afternoon delight sex nap.
That's so good.
That's a good poll. Mail sack, why does slim chance and fat chance both mean the same thing?
Got me there.
That's a great question.
It's a great point. I don't have an answer, unfortunately.
Look that up.
That's a good point. Mail sack question, sanitation check. Have you washed your ass yet?
Yeah. Well, not.
Where is Greg?
Not today.
You haven't done it today?
No, you wake up and do showers?
You wash it every day?
I do cold showers for a couple minutes every morning. I don't wash, though.
You do a cold shower every morning? Wake up.
I do about 50 push-ups, and then I jump into a cold shower for about 3 minutes. Gets the blood going, brother.
I'm sure it does.
What do you want me to do? Just wake up and be you?
Yeah.
Damn. Why did I get judgment on that?
There's no judgment.
Yeah, you gave me a vibe.
There's no judgment.
Say what you wanted to say.
No, it's just hilarious to think about how different our mornings are. There's no judgment. Mine is sleeping in until the last possible second.
Yep.
After 48 alarm clocks have gone off, rolling out of bed, I put a bagel in the toaster, make a cup of coffee, put the whipped cream on my bagel, brush my teeth, get dressed, start drinking.
Whipped cream on your bagel?
Yeah, or what? No, cream cheese. Thank you.
Cream cheese. There could have been more different start to our day.
Put my cream cheese on my bagel, start sipping my coffee, and I'm out the door.
Yeah.
That's
a slightly different start. By the way, fat chance is met as an ironic, sarcastic expression, meaning no chance, whereas slim chance is a literal small possibility.
Small possibility. Got it. Last one here, Mail Sack. If you could co-host for a day on a national radio show, which show would you like to be on?
Oh, a national radio. So you got to have a good... I have to have a co-host. I'm not a... Colin.
Well, you could be the... Would you want to be the Jason McIntyre?
Colin! How do we get LeBron to the Yankees?
Rui Hachimura had a couple moments in this series. I thought, you know what? Rui had a couple of second-round picks might not have been that bad of a return.
Rui's a good player.
He's a good player.
He's like a really good player.
Yes, he is.
I think he's a free
him
agent.
Over Jeremy Grant.
I would probably go
Rui all day over Jeremy Grant.
Oh, it's not even close.
Yeah. Plus, he's got the Japanese thing, which is totally kick ass to me.
Give me McAfee. Being a guy, McAfee's show looks like a fun time. There's 80,000 people working on it behind the scenes.
You get to work in like a Thunderdome.
You're in a Thunderdome with a basketball hoop and a driving range, basically. Like that, just not having any pressure to have, like, you're just farting around the entire time, it feels like.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of fun.
I think Eisen gets as good a guest list as anybody right now.
And you have like eight guys co-hosting with you.
Yeah. So Rich Eisen show might be fun.
Eisen would be fun.
Eisen's a good one. McAfee's a good one.
I'd want to do Stephen A. Smith's political show. Interview Sean Hannity.
Talk about a show I never want to do.
I'm going to have stances on both sides so that everybody hates me and everybody likes me simultaneously. I stand for nothing.
Pardon the Interruption would probably be a bucket list one for me.
Ooh, PTI's a good one.
If I get to do it with Tony Kornheiser,
yeah,
I think that's mine.
Would you rather do it with Wilbon or Kornheiser?
Kornheiser.
Kornheiser?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, it's not like I'm super anti-Wilbon.
Sure.
But Kornheiser seems a little more laxed, fun-based.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
But also, Wilbon will give me the takes where he disagrees and calls me an idiot and tells
me
to shut up, but I get to respond.
It'd feel good, though, wouldn't it? Like, Wilbon just called me an idiot. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that Jordan wiener out of your mouth?
Yeah. Let's choke.
Did you see the article, by the way, on the NBC Jordan stuff?
No, about how he swindled them out of millions of dollars sitting down for one interview? How he did more interviews on Fox in the aftermath of NASCAR races.
Yeah.
A network that did not pay him for interviews than NBC, who paid him a briefcase full of cash.
Gail King got a better interview with him than Tirico did.
Yes, she did.
What an all-time awful
entertainment
tease.
I will maintain anytime.
And he just was the old guy yelling
at
clouds.
That gets a producer fired somewhere,
Somebody needs to be fired. Whoever greenlit that needs to be fired.
The great ones on TV just does not work. I will maintain this. I think Wayne Gretzky is listening to him talk about hockey is like listening to paint dry.
Magic's been fired like three different
times
on television.
He just says the most obvious things over and over again. MJ's just stealing money. Like, it just doesn't work, man. It doesn't work. Barry Bonds isn't entertaining. You know how I feel about
Shaq.
Brady's gotten a little bit better.
Barkley?
Shaq's not bad, but Shaq, what would Shaq be without that show? That show was there before Shaq.
Barkley, then.
He jumped on.
Barkley's an MVP.
He is an MVP. Is he considered one of the all-time greats in the NBA? He's not a top 10 guy.
Okay, if you're...
Like, that's the classification I'm looking for here.
He's
like,
not a top 10 guy, but
in a GOAT debate. He's one of the top 75 of all time, sure. But if you're in a GOAT debate...
Who would be the best one right now in the NFL if they went into TV?
Manning's probably, but Peyton's probably the best one.
No, I'm talking about the current quarterbacks.
Oh, the current quarterbacks?
We know where Justin's going when he retires.
Oh, he's not going to be anywhere near a television screen.
Mahomes? A little out of weight, a little out of shape.
Allen, I'll go Josh Allen.
Really?
Josh Allen seems like he's got there's a bro-y side there that he can have some fun.
Those guys tend to not be very good either. Dan Marino, remember that?
Not good.
Oof.
Aikman's bucked the trend a little bit. He's been doing it a long
time. Matt Ryan said, get me out of here. I want to go run a franchise.
He did. There you go. The Mail Sack every week brought to you by Sparta TRT. Whether you're hitting the gym, just trying to survive the workday, don't just watch from the sidelines. Reclaim your edge and win at the second half of life. SpartaTRT.com. Where are we going? For game 5 between San Antonio and Minnesota. We'll talk a little NBA playoffs. Wrap it up next. 105.1 FM, The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in. A fun impromptu Shaq versus Hakeem debate in the commercial break. Should we bring back our NBA top 10 for the Fan Golf Classic this year? Revisited?
No, do we need to revise it?
I don't want to do more work.
You're also going to be gone.
Yeah, I won't be here.
So
yeah, he's going to be out of town. That's right.
I don't know who's going to produce
it. Remember we did that last year? We recorded the whole thing after a show one day.
We ended up having more fun than you thought we would.
Oh, we definitely did, yeah. It became a little redundant because I think I went last on the list, and it's like, well, you've already gone through all the accolades from all the players. Like, there was very few differences in the top. Like, where we had guys slotted was a little bit different, but largely the top 10s were identical.
The funny thing was on the T-Box having listeners come up and be like, dude, Kobe, not number two.
Listening on the way to the tournament.
And I started laughing, and I was like, ah, you know, I think he's, I said once he wasn't top 10. I'm willing to say, yeah, Kobe top 10. I just think he's here and not there. And
I don't think I had him in my top 10. I can't remember.
Meringue would just bulldoze his way in and go, he's not even a top 12. And me and the listeners would look at each other like, what?
All right.
No, but we did. I think this is worthy of the KG Giannis thing.
Yeah.
Because we had learned, one of our listeners, Shane, earlier was like tweeting, was like, Giannis carried the Bucks, and so I'm going to give it to Giannis over KG's ring came on the Celtics, and I'm not sure he carried it.
It's a fair argument.
I looked into it, and if you want Giannis, that's fine to take Giannis.
There's no, I mean, that's the funny part about these debates, man. We got a Milwaukee fan who's getting all upset about it. It's like there's no wrong answer here. They're both all-time great players.
Well, KG finished third the year they won the title and MVP. Pierce was 14.
He was defensive player of the year, too, I think, right
that year. So I think you make an argument KG was actually the thing that moved the thing.
Agree with that, yeah.
Into the title. Ray Allen was the third banana. Rondo was the fourth banana. Pierce was the second banana.
Right.
Right? But on the Hakeem Shaq stuff, we're going to agree to disagree on that.
Oh, yeah. There's no right or wrong answer. They're different. They're good and elite in different ways. Hakeem was a much more skilled big man, and Shaq is maybe the most physically dominant player we've ever seen in the history of the NBA.
Right.
Shaq in his Orlando days was more Hakeem-like, and then he became a different type of center when he weighed 375 pounds.
Yeah.
And dunked on maybe our future governor.
Well, he's got to get past Drazen
that's
first.
Right. We're not quite there yet.
Win the primary first. Yeah.
How about this one? How about this guy losing a court case? And boy, oh boy, am I interested to see what was in this cocktail.
I saw this.
The prosecutors have been granted access to Tiger Woods' prescription drug records. What do we think he was on? How many milligrams? What are we taking?
Imagine. Here's the follow-up.
I want to know.
Do the feds step in to stop this?
Does old Trumpy pardon him?
I mean, you called him the day it happened, so I'm really curious.
I want more details on that call. Who was like, how did that go down? I need to know. Did he call him? Did the president call him?
Yes, he called him.
But I also will maintain, so the night before Trump said on national television that Tiger wasn't playing in the Masters, and that had not been revealed yet. And so there was growing speculation that Trump called him to apologize for letting the cat out of the bag, and he just happened to call him
right
in
at
the
that point.
I mean, if you just call a guy at 1:30 on a Tuesday, you have no idea what they're doing.
I guess that's fair.
If I call you at 1:30 today, I don't know what you're doing. But if you're just in a car accident and I'm the president of the United States, you're probably going to answer the phone.
Are Junior and Tiger like best buds?
I don't know.
Over the ex-wife and girlfriend?
I don't. I would
it
imagine
feels
not
like
best
that's
buds.
What this is. Like he's a pseudo son-in-law. Does it not feel that way to you?
It does feel a little bit that way. They haven't done much publicly, but yeah, I get that vibe too. I want to know what was in it. That cocktail is going to be fascinating.
I mean, it's going to be something very strong and potent that led him in the back seat to pass out multiple times on camera.
Wait, Tiger. Okay, all right. We also got Game 5 tonight, and man, I'm hoping it delivers. The last game was really good. Wemby gets tossed. Anthony Edwards goes out, or off, I should say, in the second half of the game. Mm-hmm. It is a 5 o'clock start, so we don't have the late portion of the WNBA header tonight.
No, just the series is done. Single game NBC.
This is it. How do we feel? San Antonio, a 10.5-point favorite at home. It's been a weird series where it was Minnesota. Wow, Minnesota won. Okay, San Antonio blew them out their back. And then San Antonio takes a stranglehold of the series. And then the Wemby thing. Do we think we get more competitive basketball, or is this a San Antonio bloodbath tonight?
I think it's ultimately going to prove to be a San Antonio bloodbath. I think they win by 15.
Yeah, cover the 10.5 number.
Yeah, I'd bet an alternate spread. I don't think they should have won game four.
They were fortunate to, yeah.
I thought San Antonio did what they did against Portland when Portland randomly won game two in San Antonio. They just completely stopped with their offense. Nobody could get a bucket, and Minnesota took advantage of that. You're going to get Wemby in this one. I don't think he's going to be as easily baited into doing something.
That would be the whole goal for Minnesota, though, tonight, would it not?
I think the refs are going to be on Minnesota tonight.
Yeah.
I think
curious
that's
what
it.
Sort of whistle Wemby gets after
the minute he's
Mitch
tied up
Johnson's
and looking
tirade.
Like a struggle, you're getting a foul
Beep.
Call in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to set the tone that way so they don't have an altercation. I think it's pretty clear San Antonio's the better team, the healthier team. Ant isn't quite himself. Jaden McDaniels has played good defense, but like we have not seen what we saw against Denver.
No.
Which makes that a whole weird thing too. Like when Ant plays, how different Jaden McDaniels is as a player, he might be one of those guys. Like, he loves playing with Ant, but, hey, kind of want my own team. So I think tonight we get San Antonio in a blowout.
I tend to agree with you. Swag, you think that too? You think San Antonio big tonight, or are you giving Minnesota a shot?
It's going to depend if they can – if they run double teams at Ant to try to take him out,
which
can other
you know
guys
that they will.
Knock down shots?
Yeah.
So probably not. I don't know if it gets all the way to 10, maybe, you know. But I think San Antonio controls the game.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm siding Sprague here. I think I might go look for a 14.5 or 15.5 something. I don't want that to happen. I'm rooting like hell for Minnesota to win. I just, game two still kind of stuck in my mind, that how lopsided that got, and then the fact that they were kind of fortunate to win without Wemby on the floor as long as he's playing. Like, I did, yeah. Hoping for Minnesota win, though. That would be great to take a 3-2 series lead.
Just make it an interesting game, dude.
Again, have a chance to close out on your home floor.
Terrible.
Yeah. It hasn't been good. And two of the games, game one was great. Game four was great. I don't remember a lot about game three. I do remember game two being a bloodbath. So just give me a competitive game. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, you got Sabres, Canadiens, game four. Montreal's up 2-1 in that series. Still in Montreal for the game tonight. And then game five between the Ducks and the Golden Knights. We have to suffer at least a little bit longer with those Duck jerseys. If they win, we're stuck with them for another couple of weeks.
You guys
game five,
for
series 2-2.
You pulling for the Sabres or the Habs?
I'm in a weird spot. I have a futures ticket on the Sabres winning the Stanley Cup.
Oh.
But I also want Canada to win a Stanley Cup, if that makes sense. So I'm like, I'm happy either way.
What's your ticket?
I have a Buffalo parlay ticket.
We got Bills.
Sabres and Bills. It's a huge payout. I know it's not going to happen, but it's a huge payout. The year of the Buffalo.
Why did you parlay?
I don't know. I can't remember why. I just remember perusing futures bets, and I'm like, you know what? They're opening a new stadium. You could get that vibe in Buffalo. Sabres are having a great run, so I threw the Sabres and Bills.
I'm rooting for the Sabres.
Yeah.
That's a dedicated fan base up there.
Talk about fan bases and scenes tonight. The scene in Montreal will be insane.
It'll be insane.
4 o'clock on ESPN. There you go. Good little show. If you miss any of it, you can go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com. We had our neighborhood restaurant group poll question of the day on X, and they bring dinner tonight at one of their five locations, Sandio's, Big's Chicken, Reverend's Barbecue, 808 Hawaiian, and Lowerhurst Market Steakhouse. Is Zach Collins calling Klay Thompson what he called him in a playoff series years ago, the best moment of his Blazer career? You can go vote at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. Oh. Thank you so much. What do we got?
Tomorrow we got Bryce Fisher.
Yes, thank you. Bryce Fisher.
The tour that's going to be in the PGA Championship.
The pro at Arrowhead, who's going to be playing in the PGA Championship, will join us in the 7 a.m. hour, nailing down the time later today. Thanks for being a part of our Tuesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm. Harrison Moran is next. Listen to 105.1 FM The Fam.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.